Well, good to have you back here. I just want to make sure that I have something here I want to share with my next guest. My next guest is a licensed attorney, a board member for the National Rifle Association, for which he is not appearing today. His opinions are his own. I thought I'd get the disclaimer out early. And he's a professor at Cooley Law School, Lansing, Michigan. Steve Doolin is here with me. Professor, good to see you again, as always. See how I got the disclaimer in there? Want to make sure that, you know, nobody mixed that up.
Deeply appreciate it.
Well, you know, I do what I can, you know. All right, so here's the thing. Obviously, a very, very important ruling from the Supreme Court solidifies the individual right to protect themselves even outside of their home. And man, did the left go crazy. Well, this law has been on the books for 100 years. Doesn't mean it's right, does it? Anyhow, what do you make of this decision on the Second Amendment?
Well, it's it gives hope to those of us who believe that logic should prevail. My favorite part so far is where Justice Alito is essentially ridiculing Justice Breyer's dissent. And I don't have it in front of me, but there are some great poll quotes all within about one page where essentially Justice Alito sums up the very basic practical argument and sort of really, I mean, you know, for Supreme Court justices is mocking the dissent for, say, listing a bunch of gun crimes that are not related to this law or to this opinion. Gun crimes that would either were not stopped by the New York law, because one of the crimes that was listed was a mass shooting in Buffalo, New York, where this law has been in place for 100 years and didn't help that situation in the least. And really just boils down to the sort of bumper sticker level logic that most of us understand, which is that disarming good people doesn't help good people. That simple.
Yeah, I guess this, you know, Alito going out on his own to lash out, I suppose, at the liberal justices shows some of the tension when it comes to the Second Amendment. But I want to play you a clip here. I want to go to bite number 12 from New York Governor Kathy Hochul and her response in part to this high court ruling. I want you to hear it so we can talk about it. Okay, go ahead and roll that.
This decision isn't just reckless, it's reprehensible. It's not what New Yorkers want, and we should have the right of determination of what we want to do in terms of our gun laws in our state. The federal government will not have sweeping laws to protect us. Then our states and our governors have a moral responsibility to do what we can and have laws that protect our citizens because of what is going on, the insanity of the gun culture that is now possessed everyone, all the way up to even to the Supreme Court.
It seems to me, Professor, she doesn't think that the Constitution or the Supreme Court apply to the state of New York. We should be able to do as we please in New York. We should be able to decide for ourselves. And if we are the majority in New York, the minority be damned and their rights be forgotten. And who cares? It's a strange take, isn't it?
Well, it sounds a little familiar to those of us who studied the history of the Southern governors during the civil rights era in the mid-20th century. Her argument is almost exactly what some of the Southern governors were saying about the separate but equal doctrine when it comes to education, separate drinking fountains based on race, etc. Those were all time-honored, traditional approaches used by some of those states. And she sounds exactly like, honestly, some of the same language and some of the same tone when she's defending these unconstitutional gun laws that she's become accustomed to. She sounds exactly like a Southern racist governor trying to defend racist, unconstitutional laws.
All right, I want you to hear one more piece of reaction from the left, if you will, from the mayor of New York City. The mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, he apparently thinks that this, you know, there's some time frame here before this takes effect, which is a little bit weird. But listen to this.
As we start to define sensitive locations when carrying a gun is banned and reviewing our application process to ensure that only those who are fully qualified can obtain a carry license. This is something that the police commissioner who's joining me today will ensure that our licensing division is aware of. We will work together to limit the risk this decision will create once it is implemented. And we cannot allow New York to become the Wild Wild West.
Professor, when is a Supreme Court decision implemented?
Well, I understand. Well, it's in effect as of right now, right?
The
decision is. The opinion is law as soon as it is announced. However, this is like deja vu all over again for me, too, because back in 2008, when the Heller decision was announced, I was talking to some folks in my classroom and in the press who were of the opinion that this was the end of Second Amendment litigation instead of the beginning. And I kept saying this is the beginning of Second Amendment litigation. And here we are still, years later, still talking about it. 14 years later, still talking about it. And this is not the end of Second Amendment litigation. This is the beginning of the end, maybe. But I don't know how long that period's going to last.
Could be a while.
20, I hope to be alive.
But let me ask you about one other thing that he said there, because the other thing that really caught me, not just that it, because a Supreme Court decision takes effect immediately. You know, when Roe v. Wade was passed, abortion became legal in America. It's pretty much that simple. Now, things evolve, but that's pretty much that simple. And when it gets overturned, abortion will be illegal. Then it doesn't get implemented, right? So, but he said, we will work to make sure that gun owners are fully qualified. He didn't get the memo. He doesn't seem to understand that fully qualified is no longer a standard that has to be met, not in New York and not anywhere else, not these artificial standards, apparently, right? And you're right, it's going to be a flurry of litigation in a variety of courts, but fully qualified. He doesn't understand the decision, I don't believe.
Well, okay, so we know this. We know that shall issue one as opposed to may issue for concealed pistol licensing, right? Because that's what the case was about. So there's no longer a government official pondering, discussing whether you have a legitimate right to protect yourself. Everybody has that right. However, we are going to end up litigating the issue of how much training can be required. Where are the sensitive places? The devil is still in the details. There's still plenty of work for trial lawyers sorting out.
Of course, there are the
scope of the victory here.
Yeah, plenty of work for trial lawyers. Of course, there are. Doolin, line their pockets, line them up, get those lawsuits filed. But no matter how you slice it, it's a big consequential day for the Supreme Court. And I say that because of this and other decisions, it makes Donald Trump maybe the most consequential president in the last 40 years because of the three picks to the Supreme Court that changed the balance of that court and made some big differences in this country. Professor, I'll just ask for you to concur on that because I have to go. Greatly appreciate it.
I concur.
There you go. Professor Steve Doolin, have a great week. There you go. Greatly appreciate it. We'll take a break here on the Steve Gruber Show and be right back.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Your time to shop early while the selection is at its best is ticking away. Celebrate your 4th of July with a bang. It's Fergie's Fireworks Outlet. 3731 Ann Arbor Road, just a half a mile east of the East Michigan Avenue Mine. Get the biggest boom for your buck at Sparky's Fireworks Outlet. Save even more with a Sparky Bundle. Don't let your 4th of July fizzle. Get to Sparky's Fireworks Outlet early and save big before it's too late.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are out of control. Their reckless spending is driving inflation through the roof. It's like a big tax hike on everything we buy. We need to fire Pelosi before it's too late for our country and our state. We need John Molinar. Molinar is a conservative who's taken on the radical left in Congress. He said no to their reckless spending and no to their tax hikes. John's 100% pro-life and has a proven pro-Second Amendment record. And John Molinar is endorsed by President Donald Trump.
Great people, real fighters for Trump. John Molinar.
I'm John Molinar. I don't just talk conservative, I fought for our values. Join me so we can fire Pelosi once and for all.
Send John Molinar back to Congress to take on the radical left. John Molinar, the conservative we can count on.
I'm John Molinar, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Molinar for Congress.